Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend rate retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today.
We've been running into a little bit of technical difficulties here, and it looks like we're back on, and I'm able to hear, and you guys are able to hear. We have had such amazing, wonderful things happening this week. I believe I have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hi. I was worried that the program was going to be off the air or something.
Yeah, we've been having some of the technical difficulties of getting our connections good and strong, but we got you.
Yay! Well, I just have a real quick question because I feel like you're about to get started on talking about something.
So I'll you're fine.
Quick. Okay. Mine is in regards to work.
Okay.
I wanted to know if you could probably see if there's some things changing because I'm out of work currently.
You're currently out of work. I was going to say, when you started the question, I wanted to say, yes, there's definitely a change coming. Yes, there's definitely something new in the works. What type of work were you doing beforehand? Because I'm seeing you using your hands more so than, like, sitting at a computer.
Well, I'm in theater, so
okay.
It's mostly performance.
Okay, so, yeah, it's more of that movement, that theatrical.
Yeah.
Okay, I can definitely see that. I'm definitely getting the feeling that you're going to have some changes in the fact that it looks like you're going to make an exposure change. Does that make any sense? It looks like you're going to stay in theater, but it's like you're going to have something new that's going to open up that gives you more exposure, gives you more... you're going to be seen more, and that's where somebody's going to actually kind of pick up on that and move you forward.
Ah, so you say someone's going to see my work or something and move
forward? Right, is what I'm definitely seeing. They keep using the word exposure. They keep using the word kind of like when you've been promoted, when you've got a good PR situation going and you've got a good promotion going and people are seeing you. Somebody's going to come across something that you've done or you are doing, and they're going to say, ah, that's the right fit for what I'm looking for is what I'm hearing.
Oh, that's good.
in the meantime, I'm also seeing that there is something that you can do supplemental that's mm-hmm. going to start bringing in a little bit more money. I don't know, have you ever worked with children? Because I'm seeing children around you.
No, but I am very creative, and I sometimes feel like that is like a metaphor for just being really creative, but I could be wrong, but I've never worked with kids.
Okay. I don't know if they're, I'm just going to share with you what I'm hearing, okay? And
okay.
you can take it for what it's worth, and you can say, you're nuts, there's no way I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I'm open.
But what I'm hearing is that it may be like, there may be an opportunity for you to start like a little theatrical workshop for children.
Okay.
Where you can actually begin to help children understand how to go about expressing themselves is what I'm hearing. That a lot of times children don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to reveal who it is they truly are or what they're truly trying to say. And it feels like they're saying through a workshop that you could create and or do, you could help children learn how to operate and work with self-expression.
Got you.
They were totally saying this is something that would be I don't want to say a huge success. It would take off a little bit slowly while people were gaining confidence and understanding who you are, but it would also open the door up for you to be able to share the special gift and the special talent you have through theatrics.
Got you. So I should just keep my mind open. Do you see a lot of money coming from that?
I do see that it could be quite lucrative for you. It could be an opportunity for you to, because when you think about it, how many parents are out there that are trying to get their children to be able to express themselves and not necessarily go kind of into a negative environment?
That's true.
And this would be a way that, you know, a lot of parents are going to be willing to invest, you know, some capital into that. Not that you should, you know, price it overly expensive, but the message that they're showing me and the visual that I'm seeing is that this could be one of those opportunities that you could even do it through, like, the Internet and through doing, they're showing me doing, like, conference calling, video recordings, that type of thing that could be done over the Internet, which could actually turn things into a financial gain for you, and you're not actually having to put more than the few hours into the work that you're doing as you're creating and establishing.
Wow.
And then others would be residual. That's the word I'm looking for. Residual income that as people would be able to get on and come into it, they would then also, the money would still keep being benefited through that.
Well, that is definitely something to think about. Thank you.
They were showing me that very strongly. They're saying that your strong point and that you are a gift in the theatric world.
Oh, thank you. Tell them I said thank you.
But that's a part of who you are.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, that, they're really showing that very strongly. They're showing that.
Well, I will definitely heed that advice, then. Thank you.
Again, self-expression, as you're doing other things, they're also showing me, as you're doing other things, and they're talking to me so fast, I'm trying to get them to slow down. They don't want to share this, so let her go. they're wanting me to express with you that you have the ability to really express yourself, that you don't necessarily feel inhibited like a lot of people will do, and that's
mm-hmm.
an extra part of the gift that you have.
I get that.
And they really want you to, okay, good. They really want you to play off from that. They really want you to develop that and have that kind of become your signature mark, that your signature pattern. They're also telling me that there is an opportunity that's going to be presented in front of you to take a part, to take a position, but they really want you to use some wisdom. They really want you to listen to all of the details because there could be something in it that could be a negative catch. Watch for the hooks that aren't the ones that aren't out front on, like right on the front page of what you're looking at. Look for the hooks that are further in is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think I know what they're talking about. There's already a job that I was supposed to take, and today I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do this job. I'm going to take that as a sign.
So, you're listening to the voices of your guides. You're hearing those messages, and you're understanding when those kind of little things will come up and will say that.
Yeah.
But I think if you, and because they're reiterating, if you start sharing your gift with other people, it can actually be life-changing for other people as they're growing up, as they're able to start expressing themselves through a creative manner, through a positive manner. It's going to make a huge change and a rippling effect for that person throughout their life.
Wow. Well, that's great to know. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your call, and I'm so glad we were able to work through our technical difficulties.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
As I was sharing, we have had so many exciting things happen and so many changes happening. And here in Alaska, the weather's changing. It's becoming a little bit cooler, and our leaves are beginning to change. And it's just that little bit of crispness in the air that's letting us know fall is arriving. And this is a time of changing. It's a time of renewing. It's a time of being rebirthed and realizing that we have to have a time of rest, too, just like the earth takes her time of rest during the winter months. But we're not. We're moving forward. We're actually going to be adding to the programming. We're going to start in September bringing the program in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm so excited that we're going to be able to connect and communicate even more and bring in some guests from folks that I've worked with and from people that have been blessed by the work that we've done. And, for example, the woman that we spoke with earlier, who knows down the road I may get a phone call from a student who says that a reading for somebody had been life-changing. And those are the kind of neat things that we're going to bring in some of the other programs as well. And we're excited to do that. We're excited to be able to do that, to increase our programming now to 3 times a week with BBS Radio. They're great folks to work with and a great station to work with. And I feel so blessed to have made the connection with them. But before we begin with any of the other readings and other messages that we have coming in, I wanted to share with you that if you went onto our website of whitewolfapril.com, there is a section called Products. And in products, we have begun building a library of information for you. We've begun building an area where you can go and gain tools to help you move forward, to help you gain better understanding of what's going on. On there is my book that I've written on the medicine to healthy balance. We have a large number of CDs from guided meditation to self-hypnosis to classes and other things like that we want to share with you, and we want you to have the access to be able to purchase and have and use in your library and in your everyday life. And we're currently in the process of completing out the editing on another book of understanding what all of the clairas are about, clairvoyant, clairessence, clairsentience, all of those type of things. And we're so excited to be able to bring that to you as well and helping adding and putting tools in your hands as you go about your everyday life. And the message that was coming through for the first caller today was that we can make a difference. We can make a difference in a person's lives. We can make a difference in the things that happen and the things that transpire throughout are just by the little droplets that we offer, just the little things that we add in. In a message that had come in the other night, they shared with us how as we go out and we do the work that we've been called to do, whether it's sharing a smile with someone, whether it's holding a door for another person, whether it's offering words of encouragement or love to another person. Those little droplets, as we're dropping them into the energy of that person, into that other person's life, we are then making the differences. We are then moving forward. We are then allowing ourselves to facilitate another person's healing, another person's changing their life path and maybe getting on to the life path that they've been called to walk. Or those are the type of things that we can do through just a simple little itty-bitty thing, just a simple little task. And like offering a droplet to a pond, if you add enough droplets to a puddle, it's going to turn into a beautiful pond. If you add enough droplets to a pond, it can actually become a lake. We just keep allowing it to grow and grow and grow. And by doing the work that we do and doing and sending and offering love to everyone that we come into contact with, we can make those kind of differences. We can make those kind of changes. And like the message with the other woman is, if she's able to show and share with others how they can express themselves, as her guides were telling her, that's how we can help and that's how she can help others. Same thing for many others that are out there. There's little gifts, there's little talents that you can offer. And you might think, I don't have anything special. I'm not a theatrical person. I'm not a medium. I'm not a shaman. I'm not a this. I'm not a that. But you are alive and you do have the ability to smile. You do have the ability to offer a helping hand. You may know that somebody needs a telephone call of encouragement, and all you have to do is pick up that phone and dial the number and say, hey, this is so-and-so, and I just wanted to call and say, I hope you're having a blessed day. Hope you're, offering some sunshine, offering some love, offering some light. And an example that they've given me is this: when we drop a pebble into the water, and that water begins to create a wave, and it ripples outward from that place where it was dropped into the water. It goes all out over this body of water, and then it returns back into, and it goes back out, and it goes back in. So the messages that we send out are going to be able to carry those messages in and out, and in and out, making lives difference and changes for everyone that we come into contact, and with everyone that we maybe don't come into contact. We may have helped a person who, now two people down, has helped another person because of the help that we offered. And this just is a continual growing. The energy of it is just continuing to expand and to grow and to be a blessing to others. And that's what's exciting, when we can do the work, that when we can do what we've been called to do in the simplest manners, in the simplest ways of sharing a smile, or saying a hello, or greeting someone with some kindness and some compassion, and helping overcome some of the stresses that many of us face in our everyday lives. And our young people especially, and children especially, are under so much stress and peer pressure and expectations of the adult world and of their peer world and in the sports world. Those are all areas that we need to help build confidence, help build comfort, help share that message of love and light to others and the world around us. And the message that they're showing me, and they've been sharing with us in a number of different settings recently, has just been that. Being so careful of the pebble that we're dropping in the water, that reflection that we're sending out, that message that we're sending forward, doing it with love, doing it with light, offering it for the highest good, for the highest energy of all that are around. And when we operate in that way, we can bring that connection of the divine creator source, that God source, and bring it back into the lives of those who are around us, those who are a part of our world, and even those that we'll never meet because of the few that we have affected that are in our world and in our space. They're wanting me to express that we all can make a difference, even if it seems like we're simply and small and we're not able to be out there talking to people on national TV or on radio talk shows, or we don't have a website, or I'm just this one single little person that is sitting here in her corner of the world or in his corner of the world. And you know what? If you make one little droplet of that expression of hope and of love and overcoming, then we can make a difference. We can make a change that is totally and completely worldwide with just one little pebble that we've offered. So don't ever limit yourself. Don't ever hold yourself back and say, I'm too insignificant, I'm not important enough, because every single person out there is so important. And the message that each one of us carries is of the utmost of importance and is of the utmost of power and the effect that we will make carries such strength when we work with the intention of holding up our integrity to the highest standards and operating in that love, operating in that light. We can help make a difference. We can help change lives. The other thing that has been shared with me as I was preparing for this program is helping us to realize that we don't need to operate in fear. We don't need to operate in the mindset of lack or the mindset of I'm not good enough. We need to move beyond that, and we need to grasp a hold of the principles and the understanding that I'm having a life experience. And in my life experience, I'm learning many lessons. I'm moving forward, and I'm gaining the knowledge and the wisdom that I've come to gain and to experience. And I don't need to fear in that, because I know that I am here for the purpose. I don't have to see myself lacking or in the need of or wanting, because it's taken care of. I am in the hands, and I am being taken care of, and I am making the right choices in life because I am who I am. And one of the little sayings that had been given to me many years ago that still hangs on a little plaque on the back of my office door, and it says, there's never a wrong decision because it's the decision that you made. So when it's a decision that you've made, you know that you can go forward with that. Maybe you have to change it. Maybe you have to tweak it a little bit. But realize that the decisions that we make in life are what are helping create the lessons that we're going to learn, which strengthens us and empowers us and helps us to become who it is we're here to be and living our lives in the way that we're living them. There is a woman who is listening to the program who has been going through such a situation. She has been feeling as if she doesn't have anything to offer. I believe you're actually in what I would almost classify as like a shut-in position. You are in a situation where you're not able to get out and about into the public eye, and you're not able to communicate with people as you did when you were younger. And this is a frustration to you, and you feel very limited. You feel very held back. What they're showing me is that all it takes is something so simple as to pick up a phone, make a phone call, call a friend, call a relative, share the message, share love, share a smile with a person in the hallway. Allow yourself. The angels are around you. They're going to bring in the messages. They're going to bring people to you that you can touch through the greetings, through the warmth, through the love that's within you. They're also showing me that even though you feel like you're insignificant, even though you feel like you're all alone in this situation, and you're kind of feeling sorry for yourself at this point too, they want you to know that you're not. There are others in a very similar situation who are feeling the exact same way, and that if we can all reach out to one another, they may be other people that are sitting in the same place where you're at, in the same facilities, in the same offices, in the same wherever you're working from, that there are others out there that need to have that expression shared with them. And as I'm getting this message to give to you, they want you to realize your place. They want you to realize that you are a very valuable, blessed incredible person who has much to offer, even though your physical limitations hold you close to where you are right here, right now, in this time and place. This reminds me of a situation that happened to me a few years back, and I was sitting at home, and it had been the evening. I had come home from the office, and I was doing my evening routine, and I was starting to gear down, and we had done dinner, and I was just getting ready to sit back and relax a little bit before I did a few of my evening obligations, and I could taste carbon monoxide in my mouth, and I felt like, what is this? What's going on? So I started checking around the house, and none of the detectors were being activated or anything like that. So I decided to go into a time of meditation, and as I was in this time of meditation, I immediately saw this young man, and this young man was sitting in a vehicle. And as he sat in this vehicle, he had taken a hose and had connected it to the tailpipe of his truck and had put it onto the window, the driver's side of his truck. And he had given up hope. He had felt totally hopeless, and he had totally felt like he couldn't make any, could move nowhere further in his life. And he was done. He was ready to be done. And as I saw this, I immediately projected my energy out to him, and I sat there and I sent him love and I sent him light. I could see him in my mind's eyes. I could send him this, I'll call it a prayer of hope and a prayer of, it's okay, you can make the difference in your life that you need to make, that type of thing. And I dozed off to sleep, and as I dozed off to sleep, I could actually feel the essence of his hand as it sat upon my hand. And even though we had never met and there was never a physical communication between the two of us, I could feel that he needed someone to send him the prayer of love. He needed someone, even if it came through the ethereal realms, that he needed someone to be able to offer and to do this for him. It was interesting because after this had happened, a few weeks later, there was an article in the newspaper of a local young man that had been found in his pickup, that the neighbor had found him and opened the truck and had pulled him out just at the right moment in time, and that the ignition had been turned off and all of that ahead of time before this neighbor got there. And when he had spoken with this young man, the young man said that he had felt somebody expressing so much love to him and so much comfort to him that he just knew he had to turn the engine off, and that he knew that he had to move forward with his life. And the interesting thing in that whole story is I've never met the young man. I've never been able to share space with this young man other than in that time when his guides came to my energy, when they came to me and asked me to project out and send him some love and light. These are the kind of things that you can do. These are the kind of differences that you can make. They're wanting me to share that story with you because even though you're shut in and even though you may not be able to get out and help another person, you can do something very similar to that by sending a prayer, by being quiet. And if you feel somebody's in need or somebody is in a dire situation where they need encouragement or they need uplifting, send that love out. Send that message of healing out. Send that message of hope and encouragement out. Because when we're being sensitive and we're being open and allowing them to operate through us for other people, they're going to come and they're going to do what I call little pings or little hits that are going to tell us, you know, maybe I need to send a little bit of ray of sunshine to someone today. Who is it I could send this ray of sunshine and hope to? And that's what they're trying to encourage you with, that even though you feel like it's useless, it's hopeless, it's fruitless, it is possible. You can make a difference. Whether you ever meet the person, whether you ever physically see another person, you can make that type of a difference. You can make that type of a change by the energy that you can express out, by the gift that you can share with others and the hope that you can share with them. So even if you're sitting quietly alone in a place where you feel like, I can't offer any help or love to another, yes, you can. Yes, you can. They're saying, yes, you can. Allow us to work through you. Allow us to connect and become a vessel of love and light. I'm also hearing that I have a message for a woman who does housekeeping. In this housekeeping job, you may actually be on the job and have the program on at this time. I'm not real positive. It looks like you're at the job and you do house cleaning. You do professional property care, property cleaning. And as you're in this place, you feel like you are not fulfilling your highest calling. And they're wanting me to tell you that you are fulfilling the calling in the sense that you're giving of yourself to others with love and compassion. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. My name is Anne, and I've been listening to you.
Uh-huh.
And all your words certainly do resonate with me.
Very good.
And I'm kind of a new listener to your show.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if you could pick up anything at all around me, any energies, anything spiritual,
Have you recently been exposed to something that's put you in a place of being uncomfortable? Because I'm feeling an energy around you that doesn't feel comfortable. It's kind of like putting on a top that's a little bit too tight. It's just not quite comfortable.
Well, I wouldn't say anything new.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm really uncomfortable. The only way I could put it is that I'm not in the place I should be.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm not in a bad place.
Right.
I'm just not where I should be, that's all.
You're starting to search for your path. You're starting to search for some enlightenment and getting yourself into that, correct?
I'm certainly on the path, absolutely, but it's nothing that I've recently started. It's been probably over half my life.
Wonderful. What I'm seeing and what I'm feeling around you, and I'm just going to kind of share it with you, is that there's almost this uncomfortableness of something that's going on. And it's part of your path learning of where you're at. It almost feels like you've stepped into a little bit of a rut, into an area where you're having a little bit of trouble actually stepping up and out of it to move yourself forward. And what they're wanting me to tell you and wanting me to express to you is that you're there for a purpose, that you're not in there forever, that there is kind of light at the end of this tunnel, and that as you're progressing and as you're moving forward, you're actually going to become much stronger in the sense that when you do get in these type of places and situations as you're moving forward in your life, you're going to be able to pull yourself back up out of them a little bit easier. They're not saying you're in a bad place. They're not saying that you're doing something wrong. They're just saying this is part of a lesson process that you're experiencing right now in your walk, in your path. Do you have a sibling on the other side? I'm seeing a person where they're positioning themselves in your energy field. They look to be a sibling or a cousin who was very close, almost like a sister or a brother.
No, not really. Somebody who was a relative passed this year. I was not really close to this person, but yet at the same time, they did make an impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cousin,
okay,
quite a bit older, but other than that, nobody else.
Okay. And the reason I say that is because this person is showing themselves positioned in your energy field, which is oftentimes their way of letting me know that they are there, they're supporting you, they're encouraging you, they're there to... They come through sometimes just to say hi. You can feel them when they pass through sometimes, that type of thing. And I'm just kind of picking them up in your energy field in that place of your energy. Where they were positioned, I would say it felt either like a cousin or a sibling. So that would make sense to me that it would be this person. And if they did make an impact on your life at one point in time, they may still just come in and check in on you every now and then and make sure everything is okay.
Can you tell what, I've been told I'm very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though I am. I feel as though I'm not developing myself the way I should be.
Hence
I know I'm
the rut. Hence the rut.
Hence the rut.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not exactly sure how to develop, if I can't pinpoint exactly what my forte is, how am I supposed to develop it?
That's one of the reasons why I'm writing the book that I'm in the process of writing right now. It explains a lot of the different gifts, a lot of the different abilities, and then we go into and we talk about clairvoyance, clairessence, because all of those, when they come together, are what creates us and helps us become stronger. And what I'm hearing for you is you need to begin researching that. You need to begin learning a little bit more about that. You need to begin expanding your understanding beyond your own little comfort zone, your own little space, that rut. You're kind of in that rut, and as you're learning to get stronger and learning how to get to the point where you can step up out of it and say, oh, I know I operate as a medium. Oh, no, I know I operate as a channeler. Those type of things are going to help you move through that, and they're going to help you move forward into that as you gain, what's the word they're using? As you gain the knowledge of words, of how to express it, how to convey what it is you know that you know that you know, that type of thing. And, yes, I agree that you do have very strong abilities with you. I agree with that 100%.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was just going to say, is meditation something that is absolutely necessary?
If you look at meditation as a job or an obligation, that's what it becomes. But when you can see meditation as a beauty of what it really is, then meditation can take you to new levels and new heights. For example, one of the classes that I teach is called Life is a Meditation. And when you begin to understand that everything we do in life is actually a meditation, that kind of sheds a whole new light on meditation, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly expands the meaning of it.
Yeah, because if we see life as a meditation, one of the examples I use when I'm teaching it is the alarm goes off in the morning, you reach over to hit the snooze button a couple times, you just throw the covers back, you jump up, you go to the bathroom, you run in the kitchen, you let the dog out, you wake the kids up, whatever your morning routine is. And you've gone through it in that manner, because most of us do. We forget to experience it. But if we hear the sound of the alarm clock and we reach over and turn it off, as we flip the covers back on the side of the bed, we can feel the texture of the covers. We can experience that moment. We feel the coolness of the morning air as it touches our skin. Then as our feet hit the floor, we can feel if it's a nice, comfy carpet, letting our toes kind of be warmed and tickled by that carpeting. We're not adding any extra time. We're not adding anything different to what it is we're doing other than opening our awareness. And when you're starting to develop spiritual tools and spiritual abilities, that's what you're doing. You're opening that awareness and becoming back in touch with what's going on.
And so with what you're telling, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, that's how we can make life become a meditation.
So in other words, if I understand you correctly, meditation is not necessarily sitting on the floor with your legs crossed, listening to a certain CD and trying to get your head in a certain place. You can really be doing anything as long as you are present and, you know, in the now, as they say. As long as
allowing,
you are fully focused,
allowing
that
yourself,
would be a form.
Yes, allowing yourself to experience the experience and gain an understanding of what that experience is trying to show us. To be honest, if I were to sit on the floor and with my legs crossed, I'd have to bring in a high lift. made that up. But yes, you want to also establish, I'm not discrediting that at all, but what I want to say is you want to establish a meditation practice where, say, you take 2 minutes in the morning and you just stand at your bedroom window and you look out and look at the beauty of the trees and maybe there's a bird singing and you allow yourself to go into a meditative state and allow yourself to clear your mind and have no thoughts, have nothing that's of pertinence for maybe those 2 minutes. Because if you sat down and tried to start doing a meditation and say, I'm going to sit here for 30 minutes, your mind's going to go everywhere. Oh, did I turn the teapot off? And oh my gosh, I've got to make a phone call to the dentist. Your mind's just going to go absolutely insane because you're trying to force yourself to do something that's not a learned habit, if you will. And that's where you have to develop that skill of being able to find a meditation time. I had a gal one time who came in and she would just go at 100 miles an hour. And she took my meditation classes and I thought, oh dear, are we ever going to get there? And as we came into understanding, do just a minute or two at a time and learning how to quiet your mind, learning how to focus yourself, learning how to be comfortable in that space, you can add more time. You can then get to that point where you want to sit and have a certain kind of music playing or that type of thing, and you've learned how to turn off the things that are going to come up in your mind that will occupy your space and your time rather than allowing you that inter-contemplation quiet time. Does that answer your question?
That answers my question, and I guess I just need to do that a little bit more. I do it, but I can't say that I always do it. You know, it's just the easiest thing in the world is to let your mind wander, whether you like it or not. You know, as hard as you try, like you're constantly yanking yourself back into yourself because something keeps drifting out.
When you're in beginning doing meditation and you're having that problem getting the mind to just hush and just allow you that quiet inner time, the mind and the voice cannot speak at the same time. So if you're having a thought, if you make a sound with your voice, it stops the thought. So if you're in that place and you can't keep the mind quiet, one of the things we teach is that you actually beep it. You beep your mind. So if you're sitting there, you're in meditation, you're having your quiet time, and the mind has to, oh, did I turn the teapot off? You immediately, as you recognize that you've got a thought coming in that's not productive to your meditation time, you just simply go, beep. And when you beep it, it tells it, be quiet. This is my time for quiet contemplation.
I like that.
It works wonderful. I've had large groups where we've done this, and this is one of the first classes that we do, and it's so funny. I'll have, over in one corner, you'll hear beep, and you'll hear beep, and you'll hear beep. But it's because you're making your mind become aware of the fact that you're in control of it. Meditation is a fabulous tool, and sometimes we get so caught up in the word meditation that we forget that it's even something so simple as taking a minute and smelling a rose and letting that fragrance become a reality to ourselves.
So there is no way that you could get information as to what I'm really good at or what I will be really good at. I mean,
one of the strengths that I'm seeing that is with you as I listen to the questions that you're asking and the way that you're asking your questions is that you are going to be able to bring information to other people to help them get on their life path through words that you're going to be able to express to them. Whether you do it through readings of, you know, using cards or using tea leaves or just simply sitting and holding and doing a hand exchange type of energy reading, those type of things, you're going to be able to bring it out and explain it to people in a manner that's going to help them understand it so they can get on their life path. That's one of the things I'm really feeling very strongly with you.
Well, I certainly do like to help people, that's for sure. Almost to a fault sometimes, I think. But I it feels good to be able to do something like that. So Thank you so much. I really do
You know how to ask the right questions, and that's part of the whole process, because when you're communicating with someone and their guide is standing there and they're expressing something to you, you've got to be able to, in your mind, to be able to say back to that guide, now wait a minute, mind, be quiet, hush up, listen, we're going to talk to this guide a minute, and then ask the guide a question and allow them to bring you the answer for that person. Kind of be the mediator between is the best word that I know how to express that.
Can I ask you just one very brief question, or are we out of time? I don't want to hog.
You're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
I don't have anybody else beeping in, so we're good.
Okay. I just went on that, but on that same subject, have you personally ever, or this is more of a general question as well, worry that the information you're getting is not from the most positive source or from the highest good, and that maybe it's something less than positive?
What I do when I'm doing my work and when I'm bringing in a message and I'm sharing a message with others, or they're in a channeling, or we're doing energy connections, or we're doing healing modalities, that type of thing, the vibration is always set that it is for the highest good, and only that which vibrates and resonates with the highest energy and the purest energy is allowed. And we always go into it with that. And then we always bring in the different methods of protection, the different tools that we've learned through working and doing in the trade that I do and in the work that I do, bringing in the tools that are needed to block out and keep out. And recently we had a message that had come in that one of the girls in the group felt was a very negative message and a negative vibration. But when we went back and readdressed it, it wasn't that it was a bad or a negative. It was that they were giving us information to help prepare for being able to know what to do when a certain situation came up. So when you set the intentions and you set the intent of what it is you're doing, and you're only going to allow that which is a higher vibration to come into your space and to be a part of the time that you're having, and that you only want to do that which is for the highest good, you're really pretty much keeping yourself covered and you're keeping yourself protected. And sometimes it's really hard to share a message with somebody that may be, you know, saying something like, you know, it might be worth it to take your puppy to have them get a physical, because you might be sensing that there's something going on there. But the good in that is, if they do take that puppy and find out that, yeah, that they had this situation, they can fix it. Where if they didn't, then that could have created a negative with that puppy maybe passing. So it's kind of the perception of the message sometimes and how a person understands it. But when you bring in
practice.
Pardon?
I was just going to say, and I guess it's practice, too, just being able to discriminate between what you're hearing and understanding.
And being able to put it into words that are going to be words that are able to be heard and accepted. For example, if I heard, I'm not saying I'm hearing this message, but if I heard a message for you that were to say, I'm just trying to get something off the top of my head and it's not coming. If I were just to blurt out something about, oh, you're just in this rut and you need to pull yourself out of it,
mm-hmm.
That's going to come across kind of harsh. That's going to come across kind of belittling. And it's when we're bringing forward a message and we've asked the guides and we've like, okay, you told us this person is kind of in a rut and they need to work their way out of it. How can we word that so that we're not going to bring up offense or bring up, you know, an arrogance or that kind of thing? And like you said, it is practice, and it's a lot of the listening, and it's a lot of the hearing what we're going to say before we bring it out of our own mouths.
Yeah, I think I tend to worry too much about, you know, the negative entities, just because I, for some weird, strange reason, personally, I always seem to attract a lot of less than positive sort of energy around me, and it's better. It's much better than it used to be. But sometimes I guess I'm second guessing myself as to, well, maybe it's not as negative as I thought it was, and maybe I'm being paranoid, and I'm trying to.
Sometimes it's not that the message is negative, but it's how the message is perceived. And also, remember the statement, what we fear comes upon us.
Oh,
so you want to push that fear away. You want to say, you know, I don't fear negative energy is going to come in and speak through me and use me because I'm a vessel of light. I'm bringing forward the message of love and healing. And I'm only allowing that which is a high vibration in my space. So I don't have to fear that there's a dark energy there. And how do we get rid of darkness when we go in a room? We turn on the light and we bring the light into the room and we chase the darkness out. So with that, changing that thought process within yourself, you're actually chasing that dark back out and just filling and allowing the light to come in.
Very good.
All right.
Well, I appreciate
your
time.
I hope they helped.
Yes. No, I really do appreciate your words and your sage advice. And thank you.
Yes. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the day. And if you ever want to pop me an email with a quick little question or anything, just feel free to, because I don't mind answering those at all.
Okay, April. No, you've been
you
great.
Have a
thanks
wonderful
again.
Day. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye now.
As we move forward and we're doing the many wonderful things in our lives and we're bringing those messages forward and we're bringing those things into reality that are maybe not able to be connected with for other people, it's really, really important that we know that we know that we know, that we understand it, that we're able to connect with it and say, ah, wait a minute, I know that this is a message that's going to bring love and light to this person. I just know that the messages and the words need to be delivered in the right way. And as you're doing and working and sending out your messages of love and you're sending out your messages of light, when you do that, you do chase away the darkness. You do chase away those little moments that may make us sit back and think, oh my goodness, am I right? Did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? If you hear the words before they come out of your mouth, if you hear the message before it comes out of your mouth, and you listen to it with your ears, with your heart, and say, how would I feel if it was said to me in that manner? Those are things that we can all do, that we can all express, and they're messages we can all bring forward, and we can all share with others as we're going through our everyday lives. We're going through our everyday situations, whether we're working in a situation such as myself where we're speaking on the radio or we're doing newsletters or we're producing books or that type of thing, or if we're just a person such as the message that was coming through earlier for this woman who's in a situation where she feels like she can't get out of her own little space anymore because of the limitations that her physical body has put upon her, you can still send that message out. You can still send that light out. You can still chase the dark away from other people's words and worlds with your own smile, with your own message of love, by sharing, by making a phone call, by offering a hug, offering that little gift of love, offering that little gift of hope and encouragement to others. And I have really enjoyed having time today on the program and having the callers that have called in with their questions and with their thoughts and with their concerns as we've shared and we've talked about. And the caller with the question about meditation, there is so much to meditation. There are so many avenues of meditation and proper and non-proper and different things. But what you need to do is make that meditation for you what it is that you want. For some person, it may be sitting in a quiet, dark room, listening to the right kind of music with the right kind of incense burning and allowing themselves to be removed and to allow themselves that type of connection. To another person, it may be standing in a garden looking at the beautiful flowers that are in front of them and watching the dragonflies as they're flying around and the bees as they're hopping from flower to flower. That's also another form of meditation. It's the perception of what we see that meditation to be, and we're able to connect within that meditation. So don't ever feel like, oh, I can't ever meditate. I don't have an hour a day that I can sit, and there's my house is too crazy, and there's too much noise, and there's this, this, and this. Work with what you have. Don't turn a gift of being able to have that quiet contemplation because your environment doesn't allow for it. And don't expect yourself to be able to go into a meditation that'll last for an hour when you've never sat down and had a quiet moment or quiet meditation time before that moment, before that time. So do allow yourself to have that. And as I can see, we're coming closer to the top of the hour, and I'm sad to have to leave, but I do want to say that I have so enjoyed being on the program again, and I want to encourage you once again to go on to our website, whitewolfapril.com, and check out the product sessions, because you'll find things there. They're going to give you tools, and they're going to give you ways that you can begin to help yourself being on your enlightened path, help yourself knowing what directions you want to go and finding the answers that you want to find, those type of things. And I want to say, if you have any questions, brief, quick little questions that you would like to email to me, please feel free to send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I will get back with you just as soon as I can and see if we can't make some connections and get some guidance and some wisdom from those who are across the veil, whether they be your guides, your masters, or the teachers. And I have so enjoyed being with you, and I look forward to being with you once again. And until then, may your day be so blessed with abundance, health, and wealth, and your whole day just resonate with the joy of divine source.